Have you ever been sitting in cruise watching the fuel totalizer tick down and done the math in your head? Gallons per hour, miles covered, cost per nautical mile. It's a game every pilot plays. I'm Tower and this is ATIS on Radio Hangar. Today I want to take that same mental exercise and apply it to one of the most successful widebody jets ever built, the Boeing 767. How many miles per gallon does it actually get? Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. Find yours at aviationsoul.com. All right, let's talk fuel burn. The 767, depending on the variant, burns somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,500 to 1,800 gallons per hour at cruise. The -200 and the -300 have slightly different numbers, but we're in that ballpark. That is a staggering amount of fuel. If you're flying a Cessna 172 burning about 8 gallons an hour, you'd need to fly for roughly 200 hours to burn what a 767 goes through in 60 minutes. Now, the 767 cruises at around 470 to 480 knots true airspeed. Let's call it 480 knots to keep the math clean. That's about 550 miles per hour over the ground, give or take winds aloft. So if the airplane is burning, say, 1,600 gallons an hour and covering 550 statute miles, you're looking at about a third of a mile per gallon. 0.34, something like that, a third of a mile per gallon. Your truck does better than that on its worst day. But here's where the number gets interesting, and here's where the headline doesn't tell the whole story. That 767 is not carrying one person. A typical 767-300 in a two-class configuration seats around 218 passengers. Some carriers pack them tighter, closer to 250 or 260. Let's use 218 as a reasonable number. So you take that 550 miles divide by 1,600 gallons and you get your airplane's raw fuel economy. Ugly number. But then you divide those 1,600 gallons by 218 people. Each passenger is responsible for about 7.3 gallons per hour. And at 550 miles covered in that hour, each passenger is getting roughly 75 miles per gallon. 75 miles per gallon, that is better than a Toyota Prius. That is better than most hybrid cars on the road. And the 767 is doing it at flight level 350, crossing continents and oceans. Now, before we get too excited, there are caveats. That 75 miles per gallon number assumes a full airplane. Load factor matters enormously. If the airline is only filling 70% of the seats, the per passenger number drops into the mid-50s. Still respectable, but not as dramatic. And it does not account for the fuel burn during taxi, takeoff, climb, descent, and approach, which is significant. Cruise is the most efficient phase. The full gate-to-gate number pulls that figure down. But still, the basic point stands, and it's one worth understanding. This is what makes air travel, from a per-person fuel efficiency standpoint, far more reasonable than most people assume. When someone tells you flying is terrible for the environment, the per-passenger math tells a more nuanced story. Is it zero emissions? Of course not. But on a per-mile, per-person basis, a full wide-body jet is competitive with a single person driving a car, and it's dramatically faster. Now, for those of you who fly general aviation, this is a humbling comparison. My Bonanza burns about 14 gallons an hour carrying, let's be honest. Usually just me. That's about 13 miles per gallon with one soul on board. The 767 on a per-passenger basis is nearly 6 times more efficient. Scale changes everything. And this is exactly why the airlines obsess over fuel burn the way they do. Every 0.1% improvement in specific fuel consumption is worth millions of dollars per year across a fleet. That's why Boeing and Airbus pour billions into aerodynamic refinements, winglets, engine technology, composite structures. The 787, which replaced the 767 on many routes, gets roughly 20% better fuel economy per seat. That translates directly to the bottom line, and it translates directly to the per-passenger efficiency number climbing even higher. The 767 first flew in 1981. It entered service in 1982 with United Airlines. The fact that we're still talking about it, still flying it, still analyzing its efficiency more than 4 decades later tells you something about the airplane. It hit a sweet spot, not as big as a 747, not as small as a 757. Two engines, two aisles, transcontinental and transatlantic range. It became the backbone of extended range twin engine operations, what the industry calls ETOPS, extended range twin engine operational performance standards. The 767 was the airplane that proved you didn't need 4 engines to cross an ocean safely, and that ETOPS revolution was itself a fuel efficiency story. 2 engines burn less fuel than 4 fewer engines, mean less maintenance, less weight, less drag. The economics were compelling, and the safety record bore it out. For you GA pilots listening to this and thinking about your own fuel burn, here's what I'd take away. Efficiency scales with passengers. The most wasteful flight is one empty seat that could have been filled. Next time you're heading somewhere and a buddy wants to tag along, say yes. You just doubled your per-person fuel efficiency. It's the same principle that makes a full 767 so impressive, just at a different scale. The other takeaway is that lean of peak, proper power settings, and flying at the right altitude matter for the same reason they matter to the airlines. Fuel is money and fuel is range. The airlines just have bigger spreadsheets. One more number to leave you with. Over the course of its production run, Boeing delivered over 1,100 767s. Many are still flying today, particularly as freighters. FedEx and UPS love them. Amazon's air cargo operation is built on them. When you order something online and it shows up the next day, there's a decent chance a 767 brought it to you, and even hauling cargo instead of passengers, the economics of that fuel burn still work, because the airplane was designed right from the beginning. Sourcing today from Simple Flying's breakdown on 767 fuel economy, along with Boeing's published performance data. You can find more at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Next time you're watching that fuel totalizer, remember, it's all about how many seats you're filling. Fly smart.